A lot of people were incredulous that they would even think about taking jazz into the concert hall where serious music is performed.
Yeah, like Copland, in his way, maybe with symphonic idiom, I think Gershwin was very seminal and proved that you could combine the vernacular, the popular, with genius and get a complete expressive art, the equal of any European art song, say. Mm-hmm.
It ain't necessarily so.
And I think that was one of Gershwin's genius contributions to our American musical culture. He was more a songwriter than anything else, I think, unlike Copland. But I think in a similar way, they took a vernacular thing, a thing that we all understood, could relate with, and made it serious art music and combined it that way. And the combination to be able to do that, I think, was real genius.
Take me.
And so that's where Rhapsody in Blue comes from, and of course American in Paris, and all the things we know, the piano variations on I Got Rhythm, but also the musicals, and of course what I think is his masterpiece, which is Porgy and Bess. Great, great seminal American influence, I think. And I always wonder, can you imagine if the man would have lived easily twice his age and what we would have been enriched by? What a shame. What a shame if you consider the legacy that the man left already. And I would have loved to see where he could have taken it, you know, the American idiom, the blues and symphony. One of my favorite things. When I get all excited and warm fuzzies when I do. To me, that is, you know, his piano concerto was for me is one of my favorite, you know, because you can feel the blues and all that, which is just innately American soil kind of music. So I'm always excited when I get to do that stuff with the symphony orchestra.